Hey, e-commerce Fastlane listeners, thanks for tuning in today. Just before we get started, today's show is made possible by our friends at Support Zebra. Now, you can grow your Shopify-powered business with Support Zebra's outsourced services tailored specifically for direct-to-consumer brands. They're trusted by hundreds of startups, including some of the biggest and fastest-growing D2C retailers. They excel in managing many critical functions, such as sales conversion, cart abandonment, customer retention, order tracking and returns, live chat, bill payment recovery, and even email ticketing. They manage your pre- and your post-purchase customer service experience. This allows you and your team to more focus on your core operations. With Support Zebra, you're not just outsourcing, you're actually extending your team with highly skilled English-speaking agents who are ready to serve your customers across multiple channels in all time zones. Stop the worry of scaling customer service and improve your customer support experience while slashing costs by 50%. You heard me right, 50% lower costs on the pre- and the post-purchase customer service experience, all through supportzebra.com. Now, huge thanks to Support Zebra for sponsoring today's episode. And now, let's shift gears and welcome our next sponsor, retention.com. Are you looking to recover more lost shoppers on your Shopify store? Retention.com is here to help you with their identity resolution software that significantly improves your Klaviyo flow revenue by 2 to 3x. Now, they help expand your email list by identifying over 80% of your anonymous website visitors, and get this, even if they haven't filled out a form. Now, Retention.com knows these potential customers and shares their email address in a thanks for visiting our site Klaviyo sequence. You can lower your acquisition cost, you can acquire more customers, and you can skyrocket your revenues. I highly, highly recommend retention.com to turn your anonymous shoppers into revenue. Now get a quick demo and a special trial offer at ecommercefastlane.com/retention. That's ecommercefastlane.com/retention. A big thanks to our sponsors for supporting the show. Now let's dive into today's episode.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, welcome back to E-Commerce Fastlane. I'm Steve Hutt, and you know, thanks so much for tuning in today. You know, with so many podcasts out there to choose from, I massively appreciate the fact that you're picking today's episode. We're going to gain a lot of knowledge and a lot of insight that's really going to help your Shopify brand. This is directly related to conversion lift and to speed of your website, all massively important topics right now as we're kind of heading into the Q4 season. And one thing I want to remind everyone too is that all these episodes now are being broadcast on Amazon Music and YouTube, you know, all the typical podcast apps, you know, Apple and Spotify and Google and whatnot. But now being on Amazon Music is actually streaming live, so it's pretty cool. So if you get your podcast that way, you might want to check out what Amazon has to offer. Also, but for a deeper dive into more of the topics and some additional resources that we're going to mention today, you can head on over to ecommercefastlane.com. I'll have some links, resources, and there's even a special bonus. We had a chit chat before recording today, and for all our dedicated listeners, you'll be able to get a nice extended trial to give this tool that I'm going to talk about today a good spin. So today, my guest is Darren Lemus, who's the VP of a company called Nostra, and they're at Nostra.ai, and they're making a lot of strides, you know, as I mentioned at the top here, about site speed improvements for Shopify brands. You know, your site speed really can make or break. It's a factor for new customers, and no one really has the patience anymore, me included, really to want to wait for a page to load, and, you know, a couple seconds here or there, and all of a sudden people are dropping off. You know, it's 2023, so people expect to have a fast loading website. And that's really one part of it. But then there's also the conversion lift benefits of having a fast site. That's another great thing about the Nostra product we're going to talk about in a second. And the final thing that I love about this, I did my research, is the SEO benefits, this organic traffic. Just think about passing Core Web Vitals and what that means for organic search. So fast website, Google likes you, more apt to want to display your content. So timely episode, holiday season. So let's jump into it. Hi, Darren. Welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. And great intro there.
Oh, I'm hired.
Right, you're hired.
So let's start off a little bit first about the Nostra product. Because I love to hear it kind of in executive suite kind of language saying, hey, like what specific problems are you solving? Like it's clearly a speed issue that is challenging a lot of Shopify startups. I mean, you can even go into the admin and run a speed report. And you're like, why am I 23 out of 100 in there? What's going on? So I just love to hear it in your own words about what specifically you're doing and then those problems you're solving.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said it, right? Slow sites impact your store revenue. You know this, we know this, everybody knows it. So essentially, Nostra has a suite of services that can increase your site speed to an all-time high. We like to say it's the speed of headless in minutes, not months.
Ah.
Okay. So what we found, and I think a lot of literature out there will prove us right as well, is typically for each 100 milliseconds saved, you can find an increase in revenue by about 1% on average. We've actually conducted our own study. We see over 300 million sessions a month of traffic and found that most of our clients actually are closer to like a 5 to 10% lift in terms of what we're doing for them. So outside of that, in terms of the SEO benefits you were speaking to, you know, we anticipate improving the Lighthouse scores by at least 40%. And so if we can get that going, you know, we'll improve SEO ranking and of course PPC efficiency in terms of quality scores, which is also quite important. So all that to be said, you know, Nostra is really just at the highest level helping our brands service better sites for their consumers.
This is so interesting. Going to the site, I noticed that, you know, when you say that you have a suite of products, and it's very clear the speed side of it is like the number one kind of core that you're calling it, your edge kind of delivery engine. But there's also a couple of other things. There's this crawler optimization, which we'll talk about, the amount of time that Google is allotting itself to even want to crawl your site to update it. I think there's a crawl budget, I think is the word that's being thrown around in the SEO world. And there's also this A/B testing side of it. Like, how do we know it's working? And is the site faster or slower? Or is the conversion improve or decline based on whatever the variable is that we're testing? So you got a couple of neat things you can do to help people. But I want to first understand a little bit about the founder story, because it just fascinates me, like why people build what they build, right? I'm sure you can appreciate it. So it's interesting. It's more than just, hey, let's have a SaaS company and get recurring revenue. It's way more than that, I believe. So I don't know if you can kind of share the founder story and kind of what uniquely positions them in the marketplace to build this product.
Yeah, absolutely. Our founder and CEO, Arthur Root, essentially started the business. It was funny. It actually, our core hero product, if you will now, wasn't our core hero product at the very beginning. It was kind of an evolution and an aha moment of, oh, wow, this should definitely be our core product because this is making exponential changes to sites. So kind of the background to that is, you know, the first inception of Nostra, if you will, the first idea that we went with is personalization. You know, let's kind of build the all-time personalization tool that understands where you're geographically located, what you're using in terms of the device, who you are essentially, and serve you the best site possible. In doing that, we found that what we called predictive commerce was increasing conversion rate. It was amazing, right? The product that we produced increasing conversion rate. But, and the large but came from, we found that there is latency involved with that. And a lot of it. And from that latency involved and kind of the drag it was causing, it actually decreased the conversion rate. So the revenue gains from those two things, which was predictive commerce, amazing conversion rate, but super slow, a lot of latency, negative conversion rate, essentially just netted out nothing, right? No revenue gains at all. So from that, the idea kind of came, well, if we have these predictive commerces, we need to speed up the sites. And so kind of the second round of that was, what if we create what's now called the Edge Delivery Engine so that we can speed up the site while we're doing the predictive commerce for exponential revenue gains? Well, while doing that, we found that the Edge Delivery Engine was speeding up sites to, 10x speed, if you will. You know, normally, especially in the Shopify ecosystem, I think they're getting really great at speeding up the sites. But, normally on that side of things, we find that most sites on average are usually around anywhere from, like, let's call it 300 milliseconds all the way up to, 1100. Let's call it over a second, which is not good, right? We found that our Edge Delivery Engine was getting page load times down to sub 100 milliseconds. And so that was a huge, huge decrease in latency for us, right? In terms of, wow, this page is loading at 800 milliseconds, and now we have decreased that time to sub 100 milliseconds. Huge in terms of those gains. Understanding that, and then all of the literature out there, which is like, as I mentioned earlier, every 100 milliseconds saved, we're increasing revenue by 1%. Kind of that aha moment of like, wow, we've just discovered something that is immediately we should go to the market with. And that's kind of the birth of Edge Delivery Engine, if you will.
What's interesting about this whole speed issue is that I've gone through the same kind of pain, not necessarily with a Shopify store, but with a WordPress CMS. And it's the same challenge where JavaScript and CSS images, there's a few things that I think you can directly kind of, hey, stop having so many plugins, number one, reduce your images, don't have like PNGs, have like minimum JPEGs, but probably WebP as your image optimization options. And then, and or delaying the execution, does everything have to run all the time on every single page? I think that's another thing I found quite interesting in my learnings around speed optimization. So it sounds like this is something that you folks have been working on, actively working on, and trying to figure out, well, what is the most important thing that needs to happen when a customer comes to the site? It's just, it's that first byte, the interactivity of the website itself physically. Can we reduce all the rest of the stuff in exchange for having it to be an engaging site? Meanwhile, as you're slowly thumbing on your mobile, things can still go on in the background. But prior to that, prior to having your solution, these things were all loading before you could actually see anything. So I just would love to have your comments on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you kind of touched on, there's the Edge Delivery Engine, which I think I like to keep it very simple. It just makes your site incredibly fast, right? It gets your load times, your time to first byte in terms of the data coming into your site, sub 100 milliseconds. Now, the crawler optimization tool, that's a little bit more on what you're touching on, right? The images, the JavaScripts, the apps, all of these things that, you kind of always have this balance that you play, right? As a founder, a D2C brand and your websites of, what are the need to have apps? What are the nice to have apps? How do I balance that in the right way from load times to consumer experience, et cetera? Uh-huh. And so that's kind of where the crawler optimizer comes in a sense of there's a difference in the way that a consumer sees your website as opposed to a bot. And, we really just want to make sure those two are separated and that the site that a bot is seeing is very clean and constructed in the right way so that we are getting rewarded in Google's eyes, in Meta's eyes even, in terms of, the quality of that user experience, the load times, things of that nature. And that's, kind of in effect where the SEO rankings come, the lowering of the cost per clicks. That's kind of the secondary cherry on top of having a fast site in a crawler optimizer is higher rankings, better quality, lower cost per click. In turn, I'm getting just as much traffic with, instead of spending a dollar, I'm spending 30 cents. I think everybody can appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah, the CAC is through the roof. And if you can save anything, it's totally worth it. And they keep going up now, being in Q4. The traffic is there with the buyers trying to get the share of wallet and everybody's raising their costs for everything. So if you can speed your site up. And so we're definitely going to talk about the ad side of it in a few minutes for sure. Kind of, I guess, prepping for today's show, I'm going to be devil's advocate a little bit because that's kind of my job. But I did a quick Google search for, just to see what others are doing in the Shopify world, even the App Store. Just I was curious about speed optimization just as a concept and kind of what's out there. And I noticed about I think it was like 64 Shopify apps that are doing different things for different people at different times, it would seem. Some of it could be the minimization of JavaScript and CSS. Some are image optimization. Some are just kind of like, hey, $99, we're going to speed up your store and one time only. It just it's, some of it, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I get it. So knowing what's out there, Google, just platforms and things like that that you can kind of buy into, and then apps that Shopify is allowing in their app store. Like, how do you fit and how do you differentiate yourself from others out there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, very well aware of this. And we actually have quite a bit of clients that are using several different tools, both to help user experience, speed load times, things of that nature. The one difference I like to always speak to in terms of Nostra and the others is there are actually client-side aspects that you can make in terms of improvements to your site. And you can do these day in, day out as much as possible, and it's going to help. But, and the large but, is there's server-side aspects that you can do as well. And Nostra really focuses on the server side. You know, one of the main aspects in using Nostra is our proximity to the servers, because we have such a large CDN network. We're at about, you know, 50 to 100 milliseconds of 95% of the population. And so if you're able to optimize on the server side, you'll still be able to use, you know, a bunch of the tools out there. Am I familiar with all 64? Quite honestly, no. That's a lot. But certainly familiar with some of the others. And what we've found is on the client side, you can still work with those tools. It's almost like if you get the server side aspect, you're just raising your baseline to another level and working off of that baseline.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. I totally agree with you. I went in and looked at those apps too that are in, you know, 64 apps, and, you know, four or five of them I've heard of. And I've been doing this podcast for 6 years and interviewed like 300 different SaaS founders.
Next week.
They do pop up a lot, just like AI writing tools. Every week, there's like three or four new ones.
Exactly.
They're all leveraging ChatGPT-4. That's it. It's the same thing, just how they prompt the engine, right? We get it. So I think on the same kind of tangent about this, the competitors and the speed, I want to talk about Shopify, because they're hosted on Google's cloud. I think it was a migration from AWS or wherever they were before. They made the final decision to put their flag in the sand and saying, okay, no, we're a Google cloud hosting partner. And, you know, Google's well-renowned for being a great place to host a website. And I think they're even connected to Cloudflare as their CDN for their worldwide delivery. I believe they are. And I think also what's interesting too is, you know, you can go into your admin and there is an online store speed report, which I think is this Core Web Vitals, Lighthouse-y kind of whatever thing they're doing. So what I want to kind of understand a little bit is about, like, how does Nostra complement what Shopify is already giving? I know you talk about the server side versus kind of like just what can you do on my website. I just want to understand how you're complementing what Shopify gives you as part of your hosting plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Shopify's score that they produce, it's, you know, it's their page speed score, I believe, that we're speaking to. And I think, you know, a lot of Shopify stores reference this, as well as Google's Lighthouse score, or, you know, going to Page Speed Index. There's a lot of different scores out there. And quite honestly, they all somewhat kind of are fall under the same umbrella, if you will. For us, how we complement that is, if you're going to implement Nostra, immediately you'll recognize that your site's faster. That is very easy to understand. The Shopify speed score is an average. I believe it's an average 7 days. It could be longer, neither here nor there, but it's an average. So over time, in terms of implementing Nostra and our crawler optimization, our edge delivery engine, you'll find that that speed score will increase. For example, we've seen speed scores on the Shopify side of things go from 21 to 80, you know, those large leaps. And it's part of the reason, you know, we speak to Lighthouse scores or page speed insights, you know, on the Google side. But ultimately, when I say we can jump, you know, 40% or 40 points, let's say, that's really what we're speaking to on the speed side.
Yeah. And I think the nice thing about that is that, like, that once again, it's directly attributed to conversion lift and revenue. And that's all we're really talking about here. At the end of the day, yes, it's a great customer experience, but that whole experience, that brand experience of a fast and snappy site, almost like having a dedicated mobile app running. Like, you have like a tap card or a Plobel running as a mobile like instance of your site. It's fast and snappy because it's on your phone. And I think having that sort of experience, and that's what Nostra is doing, I think is commendable. And I think that's fantastic. And I know we're going to talk in a few minutes about a case study or two around the successes of the tool itself and how it's having a very significant lift. I think that's just incredible.
Yes, yes. It's been exciting for us, particularly because, you know, I'm sure we'll get to it in a couple minutes, as you said, but particularly because we've been able to have these case studies from third parties. I think everybody has case studies, which is great. You need them, right? But it's kind of a whole nother level when somebody else is just speaking about your data and results and not just yourself. So it's been really exciting for us to have that from third parties, like kind of almost third party validation, if you will.
So you mentioned a tiny bit. We know about the SEO benefits, the Core Web Vitals, the Lightspeed, all that. Like getting an organic search, that's the holy grail of getting free traffic. There's no doubt about it. It's fine to SEO optimize your website is one thing, but if it's slow or if you have helpful content, doesn't matter. If it's slow, it's not going to go on Google. And so you help solve that problem. I think that's fantastic. But you mentioned about lowering cost per click and the ROAS problem that's happening right now. Because unfortunately, with the iOS 14 point whatever update on the phone and blocking cookies and the apocalypse and all this craziness is going on right now, most brands are just doing like a blended ROAS right now because they can't really figure out, am I making money or not? They just got to blend it all up. They're not really being very specific on it. So how do you help lower CPCs now for brands by having a faster, snappier site?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one, it's load time. Two, it is the crawler optimization that's going to clean the site from a bot's perspective, in turn raising your, you know, page speed index scores, your speed scores, your lighthouse scores, passing Core Web Vitals. All of these things are taken into account in, you know, what Google references as a quality score. So there's kind of the two aspects, I'm sure, you know, many of your listeners know. And if they don't, there's two aspects, right? It's how much you're willing to pay. And how, yeah, you know, how nice or good of quality your ad is, yeah, which is ranked score out of 10.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so what we found is the direct correlation of, you know, if we're able to get those lighthouse scores of 85 plus, particularly like across 90, there's a direct correlation of that quality in the CPC lowering. Meaning, you know, if you're spending a dollar on a cost per click and you're getting, you know, X amount of traffic, you should be able to spend 30 cents on that same amount of traffic, in turn lowering, you know, saving those costs, you know, by 3x, if you will, on your cost per click side. So we've just found a direct correlation with that in terms of quality. Now, keep in mind, right, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of marketers listening, right? It's not the sole driving factor. There's a lot of other factors that go into quality score and how Google looks into these things in Meta. However, it is certainly a foundational aspect, you know, kind of the beginning steps of looking into quality, which is load times and efficiency.
Yeah. I mean, the marketers are listening right now and they're like, okay, like we know the relevancy of the keywords that you're selecting and the click-through rate of these sorts of things are like really important, the landing page that it goes to, you know, but if you think about it, that's where you fit. The quality and the relevancy of a landing page, if it's a custom landing page, yours is going to be fast and snappy. So it's relevant. It's easy to navigate, which will lead the ad to be performing better. And that's all they want, especially Google Shopping. They want a slice of the pie. They want a conversion. They don't want to show your ads all day long and no one click or no one have a experience out of it that will eventually give them a sale and give them a slice of that cost per click because there's actual conversion. So it's interesting. So that, and I guess it works hand in hand. They want to continue showing ads because the vendor wants to pay money because it's converting.
Right. So. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's part of the reason Meta and Google love us.
I bet.
Also, just to touch on that, right? What I've found in you know, speaking to hundreds and hundreds of brands is more times than not, their site is fairly well optimized, specifically on like the homepage, maybe the bestsellers page, like the popular ones, right? It's when we get a little bit deeper into the site in terms of product pages, different things of that nature where the load times are extremely different. You know, a homepage might load at 300 milliseconds, let's say, which we can improve, but a product page is loading at 800 milliseconds. Reason being, right, it's one, it's different and probably focused on. Two, there's other aspects of imagery, possible videos, there's reviews. There's a lot of things that are attached to that that are slowing down those pages as well. And again, more times than not, specific to your search queries, you're going to want those click-throughs and the pages that they're landing on to be very relevant to that keyword. So while your homepage might be a little faster, you're not going to want to send somebody to a homepage that wants, you know, a men's red t-shirt, right? You want to send them directly to that product page, and possible that it might be the slowest page you have.
I totally agree with you on that. That is spot on. Our marketer people listening are happy to hear that. So I want to go to that, I guess I'm going to call it a real life success story. I just think it just seems very impactful to me when people like listen to this podcast, they're like, hey, okay, it sounds good. You can increase my speed. You can help me with my crawl budget potentially by, you know, doing what you need to do with your crawler optimization. We'll talk later about the A/B testing opportunity. But so knowing that, hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but I just would love to maybe hear a story or two about a brand that didn't have you, obviously had a challenge where they felt that their conversion rate was low or lower than maybe as expected according to other people in their, other peers in their vertical. And then they got involved with you. And then what happened on the other side based on a campaign they ran for a month or two and kind of what happens? I'd just like to hear that story.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's certainly been a journey, right? Being a startup, and you know, building to become an established company, there's always some peaks and valleys along the way. But we've been very lucky and put ourselves in the right position with our product and technology and working with amazing brands to have third parties validate us, as I mentioned earlier. One of the third parties being Meta. I'm sure almost every brand uses Facebook and Instagram, particularly Meta conducted a case study on us and one of their disruptor clients, Beachwaver. And, you know, the e-commerce beauty brand tested Nostra's Edge Delivery Engine, which, you know, as we've been talking about, made the site load faster. And the results were incredible. So the results that Meta published, one of them being 97% increase in their Lighthouse performance score. The second very important one, we're talking about load times, page speed. There is a 345 millisecond decrease in an initial page load time for the homepage. And then finally, I think, which most brands will probably find the most interesting, we are able to 2x their purchase conversion rate. So very large results for us and also very exciting to be validated by Meta. You know, what we found is, again, that quick load time and the crawler optimization really, really, really does tap into that quality. And these three main factors, right? Increase in Lighthouse score, increase in load time for the milliseconds really do contribute to that purchase conversion rate. Now, I will preface this in saying, right, will all of our clients come on and experience 2x? No, every brand is different, right? However, we do understand that we can certainly increase site speed and increase Lighthouse scores, which directly affect the metrics that we're speaking to.
So that was Beachwaver, W-A-V-E-R.
Yeah, Beachwaver.
I went to their website right now. I think my wife is like, I think she wants one of these for Christmas, I think. I don't know. It looks interesting. But I went to the website and I'm running a lot of tools right now, streaming, like doing some streaming stuff, Riverside for the podcast recording. So I got a lot of like, I guess computer resources are happening. When I go to the Beachwaver website right now and click enter, like instantly it pops up. Instantly, I was just like, wow, okay, this is like,
good to hear.
Yeah, this seems very hydrogen and oxygen, very headless, kind of decoupling something. It has that kind of snappy feel to it. I know all the amount of money and time that Skims, the Kardashians, put in into the Skims brand going fully headless. It was a very complicated setup. And yes, they're extremely fast and snappy. There's no doubt about it. And they're an incredible brand, but the infrastructure to run that headless operation and the investment to have that so snappy. And now, like with your solution, Beachwaver is a great example. And there's nothing better than having public recognition from Meta directly and saying, no, Nostra added this solution on and implemented it, and then look at the lift. This is incredible numbers. So thank you for sharing that. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you nailed it with the headless aspect. You know, hey, if you can do headless and you can afford to do headless and you can afford the team to manage it and, you know, move forward, and, you know, power to you. It's not a bad move, but I think that we've, you know, both Shopify has improved their platform tremendously. And there's also technology tools out there like ourselves, even if you didn't go with ourselves, that really provide this similar type of service. And so headless isn't necessarily a bad call. It is just expensive and a lot of management and maintenance on the back end.
Well, I know with my book of merchants that I had, I managed about 40 brands, and I had a few of them that really, you know, were getting on the headless bandwagon in the early days, a year and a bit ago, and started doing some research. Some decided to pull the trigger and go down that rabbit hole. A couple flipped, but then a couple of those ones actually flipped back to Shopify.
We've had some clients that have gone headless to what we'll call head on.
And even I'd argue that I won't name who they are, but the largest brand on Shopify doing just shy of $2 billion in revenue, you probably guess who they are. You can probably Google it to figure it out. They're not headless. And they're running Shopify's kind of core plus offering and, you know, whatever speed optimizations they're doing to make it all work, but they're running on Shopify's kind of core platform, and they're not forced to go over to Contentful or Webflow or whatever else people are trying to do, right? So.
Yes, exactly. I think it's far more reasonable to not be headless these days. I think the argument could have been made, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 years ago, right? When it was starting to get all the buzz. But certainly, I think every aspect of the tech has caught up.
I'm going to pivot to, like, I want to talk a little bit about the A-B testing opportunity that's available. This is, I guess, the part three of kind of what Nostra offers, from edge delivery engine, which I totally get from the server side part of it, the crawler optimization side. Now it's the A-B testing side. So maybe I can get you to kind of just maybe talk about that a bit, about, because I always, hey, do you have Lucky Orange installed? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And so I just would like to understand, like, hey, maybe there's an opportunity here of, like, my site is fast and snappy, both on and off page and all the metrics that go along with that. Oh, but I also have an A-B testing opportunity here. And what does that look like? So I'll open the floor to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, kind of the basis of Nostra in general is server-side optimization, if you will. And A-B testing for us is really, really exciting. In my opinion, A-B testing is necessary. It's, you know, kind of a necessary evil. And it's definitely an evil to me because it's very well known to slow down sites, right?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Normally with A-B testing, you know, essentially what's happening is you're kind of holding back that load page time while it decides which page to serve, right? And so once again, we're losing those milliseconds in terms of load time, and the experience is off, and kind of ties back to everything that we've been saying. So our A-B testing tool that we're coming out with is out, to be straightforward, is on the server side. And so how that affects it is we're caching every page to prevent that slow load speed time and the flickers that you might see, right? So there's no flickering. It's kind of an immediate load in terms of A-B testing tool. And we dynamically allocate that traffic away from underperforming tests. So that way clients can start maximizing conversions before the test is officially done, which is also nice. If you weren't to do that server side, you can get the same results. The big, big difference for us is it's server side. So there's no blips, there's no latency, there's no flickers, and we're immediately allocating traffic to the winner. So you can wait that out however you'd like.
It's interesting on some of these A-B testing tools. I think recently, was it VWO, like Visual Website Optimizer, or one of the ones sunset of their application? I don't know if that's a Google product.
Yes, Google did.
Yeah, but there are quite a few quote-unquote enterprise solutions out there. I just thought it was interesting to see the headlines that you know, Google was kind of like exited out of at least from that tool, but it's necessary. And I totally agree with what you're saying. It's just like, you know, what you're not testing, you can improve. And like A-B, like this optimization in an A-B testing world it's an ongoing thing. It's like, there's always something that you can at least test to improve upon, whatever it is, not just button color and pricing. There's lots more, way more things than that. And so it's great that you have that server side opportunity and allocate the right amounts of traffic towards the right cached pages so that it's fast and snappy, but then you're still able to track it back as being part of the experiment.
Exactly. And it all kind of ties into the theme of understanding DTC brands, and just e-commerce brands in general have necessary tools, right? But some of these tools and aspects of marketing, customer acquisition, et cetera, do weigh that site down and cause latency. So if we can solve that problem for them while still using the tools they love, then it's kind of a win-win situation for everyone.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. That's really nice. You had that, I'm going to call that triple threat, but it's like a 1-2-3 punch and these seem to work well together. That's just part of the overall scope of, hey, I want to improve my traffic because I want my revenue and my conversion rate to go up. That's all people really care about. And then obviously having a lower CAC, which you also help too with lowering your CPC. So you're doing a lot of really great things in the Shopify world. And I just really appreciate that. I want to talk a little bit about, before we kind of wrap up for today, but just talking about how you fit in the partner ecosystem. Because it's always interesting to me when I talk to founders and different kind of like SaaS companies that want to connect, some of the pushback I get from the brands I manage are like, hey, great case studies. I see people are using it. That's great. But I'm different. Or I have these 40 apps that I need and I'm worried that it's going to interrupt what I'm currently doing. Yes, I have a speed problem. Yes, I'm not A/B testing. Yes, my CAC is high. All these things, I get it. But I don't want to add this because I'm thinking something's going to break. And I think some brands are a little bit of duct tape going on with too many apps overlapping each other and they're not talking to each other. So I just want to throw back to you and saying, like, how are you intentionally, I guess, playing nice with others in the ecosystem?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like, you know, every other application in the Shopify ecosystem, we're incredibly easy to install and, you know, takes 10 minutes. But the difference being, we are speeding up what they're hesitant on. You know, for the sake of an example, right? Like a review app or something like that, or a loyalty app might be very heavy, but needed for that brand. This is where NoStrict could come in and speed up their site while using that application. An email provider, I mean, let's be honest, right? Klaviyo has a stronghold of Shopify, right? So it's heavy though, right? And it's necessary thing. It's such a powerful tool. Well, adding something like NoStrict can come in and speed up that site and still be able to use that tool. So certainly there are hundreds and hundreds of different applications within the Shopify ecosystem, but I think you and I can both agree, being in that Shopify ecosystem, there's more that are far more well-known and successful than others. And, you know, without name dropping, I'll say that those that are far more well-known and classically heavy and probably most likely the biz dev or salespeople or partnership people that are trying to sign more merchants, probably the pushback they're getting is, oh man, that I don't want to slow down my site. The beauty of Nostra is like we play nice in that you can install that because we'll speed up your site.
Yeah, those notable app partners that I think they call it the Plus Certified App Program. And these are like, you know, special, you know, like the, you know, the Attentives and the Postscripts and the Klaviyos of the world, amongst others. And so it's nice. So that at the end of the day, these are necessary pieces of MarTech that people need and have installed on your website. But you're suggesting that if net with what you currently have, there'll be a noticeable decrease in speed and an increase in your conversion rate, and then hence that's revenue. So I think that's all very like commendable. And I think people need that. So
absolutely.
So I want to wrap up for today, but I just want to maybe if you can give us a couple final thoughts or any key takeaways. Like you've shared a lot, and I think this is great. I think this is very, very timely right now as we're kind of just in the throes of Q4 right now and this holiday season. But just like, what do you want to leave with our listeners today as far as like main topics and kind of like a mindset around speed and conversion and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you said, it's timely, right? We have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and the holidays. It's the largest time of the year for e-commerce and D2C businesses. I will mention, selfishly, Nostra is incredibly easy to install. It takes 10 minutes. You don't touch code. So in terms of timing, we're kind of spot on here, heading into the busiest time of the year. Outside of that, I think as you look into Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or just in general on your site and the user experience, you know, kind of outweighing what you need to quote unquote clean up to get your site to the best of its ability. In my experience in the past tech companies that I've worked with, even consulting with brands, we've always done this. Hey, we're getting to a crucial time of the year. What do we need to clean up and get rid of that's a nice to have to make our site the most efficient as possible? Nostra implemented within 10 minutes will allow you to not necessarily have to remove those inefficiencies due to latency. Of course, you might still remove them from, you know, a cost perspective. But as it pertains to load times, getting your site to where it needs to be from a quality perspective, implementing Nostr within that 10 minutes will essentially eliminate that need to remove any type of application of that sort. So what I leave kind of the listeners with is, whether you go with Nostr or not, certainly look at a foundational issue of your site speed. You know, what's your time to first byte? Is it above 300 milliseconds? That's a clear indication that that entire page load time is going to waterfall past 3 seconds. And when you look at any sort of data, anything past 3 seconds, you're basically not going to get a conversion. Everybody's going to bounce. Nobody's really going to spend any money there. The faster you load, the better the conversion becomes. I think it's around, you know, a 2% conversion at like 2.4 seconds or 2 seconds. But that is something to take into effect first and foremost is, you know, what's my time to first byte? Very easy to see. Second to that is performance scores, right? Am I passing my core web vitals? And we didn't really even touch on this. We all know mobile first is crazy, right? Everybody's on their mobile phone. So is my mobile score where it needs to be as opposed to desktop? Those are going to be two different things as well. Most times we check mobile scores in terms of page speed index stuff, and their mobile scores in the sites that we work with are at 25, 35, you know, they're low. And that is, we found that anything below 50, you get dinged pretty hard. Anything between 50 and 80, it's kind of like you're all right. If you can get 80 and above, which is where we get most of our clients, it's going to have a significant effect on that quality score. And these are very, very easy things to check going into the holidays. And even if you don't have holidays and you're not seasonal, just in general to check.
This is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing this. I know we had a little kind of chit chat before recording today, and I think you wanted to, I guess, if you're listening today and you're saying, hey, you know what? Speed's important and I can quickly get my site like more, like faster, more responsive. I can improve my conversion rate. I've got some other niceties out here available. Like, what are the next steps for them if they really want to kind of kick the tires a bit and saying, well, does my site qualify? And do you honestly believe you can help me? Like, what's the next steps? And then kind of what's the kind of, I guess, a little treat you want to offer my listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. We are more than happy to do, you know, essentially a site performance optimization assessment, if you will. And then second to that, we definitely want to offer your listeners a free 14-day trial. A nice aspect of Nostr, as I said, quick implementation, but you can see the effects almost immediately in terms of your time to first byte, your performance scores. So that is something that we'd love to offer your listeners, anybody that is interested. Obviously, if you come in, please reference e-commerce Fastlane. I believe Steve will post up a link as well, but we are more than happy to assess the site and give you a free trial.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'll have in the show notes, it'll be there. So the main site is Nostr, Nostra.ai. So you can go there directly. You can take a look at the three kind of core features that they have, their edge delivery network, the crawler optimization, and their A/B testing opportunity. And then as far as the 15 or 14 day free trial, I'll have also a link in the show notes. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Nostr. That'll bring you to a landing page on Darren's side. We can kind of book a quick 15-minute chit chat through like a Calendly link here we're going to have for you, just like an assessment, and then let people know the next steps about how they can take advantage of that. It's perfect timing. Like for the next couple of weeks, traffic's really starting to increase. Depending on when you're listening to this episode, anytime is a good time to kind of increase your speed, and which will help. And but it's particularly useful right now, hence why we're recording now and getting this out before PFCM. So I just want to thank you for that. Thank you for all this great sharing. You know, I interview a lot of people in the Shopify ecosystem, and it's just like, this is one of the core things that everybody wants. They just want to reduce their cost per acquisition. They want to speed their site up, improve their conversion and optimization. There's always something people are wanting. They just think it's removing apps is the answer, or going headless is the answer. And that's not necessarily the answer. The answer is the 10-minute implementation of Nostr is kind of what I'm learning. So
yes, spot on.
All right. Once again, I'm hired. All right. Thanks again, Darren, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Have yourself an awesome day.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for having us.
All right. Take care. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.